Hi, everyone, and welcome to call number three of The Fastest Path to Cash. My name is Chris Kenny, one of the co-creators of the Income 180 system. And in the next 10 to 15 minutes, we're going to discuss a topic that really should be near and dear to all of you. It's definitely near and dear to me, and it really should be near and dear to all of you, because we're going to talk about what Nancy and I refer to as the architecture of the ask. And put differently, we're going to talk about sales. We're going to talk about selling. We're going to give you some tips on how to be more effective in closing more business for you. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if you want to achieve the fastest path to cash, you're probably going to have to do some selling. I mean, there's absolutely no way around that. So it's a huge passion of mine. It's a huge passion of Nancy's to help all of you in this area. Because, again, one of our mentors always said, he said, for every day that you're not selling in your business, you're going out of business. I'm going to say it again. For every day that you're not selling in your business, you're going out of business. And when I first heard that from him, I said, oh, my gosh, that's a really profound statement. And then when I really thought about it, I said, my gosh, he's absolutely true. And one of the things that I had realized is that Nancy and I had been focused on a lot of different things, but we hadn't been focused on the number one thing that was going to grow our business, and that was sales. We were getting lost on things like marketing, getting lost on content creation, creating programs, so on and so forth, and doing all of those things without a really clear and concrete focus on selling. So with that said, I'm going to give you all a little bit of advice. That is my background. I spent about 12 years in corporate sales, was a top sales rep in an organization. I was actually selling payroll. And I'm going to share with you on this call some of the things I learned in that and some of the things that I have learned since being a vice president or co-owner of a company and having to do sales for our business as well. So one of the things that I want to start with is that I want to talk a little bit about the energy that you're bringing to your sales conversations. And this could be you, or it could be if you have employees that are doing your selling for you. I think it's really important that you talk about or at least address the energy that's being brought to the sales conversation. And when I say energy, what I mean is when you're coming to a sales conversation, are you bringing needy energy to the table? And sometimes this can happen. I remember when I first started selling payroll, and I was chasing after a quota. You know, I would sit down, with business owners, and the energy that I would have would be needy because I would absolutely need the sale because I was so afraid of hitting quota. So you sit down and you're in this almost desperate place trying to close more business or trying to close the sale. And some of you might be in that position because maybe your business isn't where you want it to be. So you're sitting down or you're having these telephone conversations with prospects, and you're trying to sell, but your energy is coming from a really extremely needy place. So we have to shift that energy because here's what happens. If you don't shift that energy, what happens is your prospect ends up with this sense of something's not quite right here. And the prospect won't quite know what it is. They won't even really be able to relate it to you. They'll just know there's something about this situation that they don't like, or there's something about this situation that just doesn't feel right. And I think all of you can identify with that. You've all had situations or conversations with people where you leave the conversation and you say, wow, I'm not sure what that was, but I got a really bad vibe from that person, a really bad vibe. So if you have needy energy that you're projecting out, they are going to pick up on that. And that's going to have a huge impact on your ability to close your sale. So the question then becomes, well, how do I shift that energy? And the way that you shift that energy, I think the most important thing that you can do is you want to focus on being of service. In other words, you want to sit down to this conversation asking yourself this question, how can I be of service to this person? What is it about my product or service that can help this person? How can I impact this person in a positive way? And if you shift your focus sort of into your heart and on how can I be of service, you come from the right place. You come from the right energy. So think about that. Think about the energy that you're bringing and think about, are you sitting, you know, are you sitting down to these conversations coming from a place of how can I serve this particular individual? Now, I want to say something else to all of you solo entrepreneurs out there that might be working from home and might be having sales conversations from home. And the thing that I want to mention here is I want to ask you, if you're struggling with sales and you're doing these sales conversations on the telephone and you're doing them from the privacy of your own home, that's great. I mean, it's fantastic to have that level of flexibility. But if you're struggling with selling, are you selling in your pajamas? That's a really important question. In other words, are you still in your pajamas when you're having a sales conversation? And if you are and you're struggling with your sales conversations, absolutely get dressed up when you're going to be in a conversation that can turn into a sales conversation. Put on some of your best clothes. You know, get the hair done. If you're a guy, you know, dress like you're gonna be doing this conversation, and dress like you're gonna be having this conversation live, because you're gonna carry yourself in a different way. You're gonna be more confident. You're gonna have a more confident energy when you're having your sales conversation. The other thing that I think is really important for you to do, especially if you're struggling, is make sure you're having your sales conversations while you're standing up. Because what I've seen over and over again, and we learned this back in corporate America when we were doing telemarketing, I would always look at people's posture when they were telemarketing. Were they slumped forward? Were their shoulders collapsing inward? Because when you're slumped forward and your shoulders are collapsing forward, that is a physiology of lack of confidence. It's a physiology of fear. So when you're making your sales calls or having sales conversations, you want to get yourself into a confident physiology. And a confident physiology is stand up, put your chin up, put your shoulders back, speak like you have an absolute purpose. And by all means, if you're struggling with your sales, stop having sales conversations while you're in your pajamas. And this sort of ties into when we talk about energy. Because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about how can you bring a more confident energy to the table? How can you get rid of needy energy? And a lot of this can be remedied by looking at how you view sales. Because a lot of you probably have, and I've seen this time and time again, you have a negative view of sales. And we talked a little bit about that when we talked about sales conversations. So I'm going to restate this quote. And the quote is this: sales is not something you do to someone, it's something you do for someone. Sales is not something you do to someone, it's something that you do for someone. And why is that true? Well, it's true because you can't help create transformation in somebody's life if they don't buy from you. No matter what your product or service is, your product or service has a tremendous benefit to your prospect. And you can't provide that benefit to them if they don't make the decision to buy from you. So with that said, if you're focused on that, you end up with this realization that selling is actually giving. It's not receiving. Yes, you're going to get paid, but you're giving to that person. You're giving your gift, the gift that you bring to the world, whatever gift your product or service brings to the marketplace, you're giving that to that individual. So we want to start shifting our energy from selling is receiving to actually selling is giving. That's extremely important. And I can tell you, when Nancy and I saw that the largest transformation in our company was when we actually started to fully grasp that. I mean, grasp it to the core. When we started to bring this energy of, oh my gosh, how can I be of service to this person? And when we saw when we had the realization of we can't help transform this individual if they don't buy, and we started to focus on that, that's when we started to see true progress, increased closing percentage, in our sales conversations. We started to be able to raise our price and charge more of what we were worth. And that's when our business really started to explode. Okay, the next thing that I want to share with all of you, I want to get a little bit more specific into the actual sales conversation, because we've been talking about the energy that you bring to the table. Now let's talk a little bit about the sales conversation itself. And what I want to get to you now is what I think is the number one mistake that's made in sales conversations. And I want you to make sure that you write this down. The number one mistake made in sales conversations is not asking enough questions. And I saw this for years when I was selling payroll, because toward the tail end of my career, I was doing both working a territory and doing sales training. And what I saw happening when I would go out with a new sales representative, and I'm sure this happens with all of you as well, is this new sales representative would go out and they would be so excited about their product, so excited about the service that they learned so much about. And when they get to the sales conversation, they can't wait to share all of these tremendous benefits that they have to offer to this client. So they end up walking in there, they sit down, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, and they're presenting benefits and presenting more benefits and more benefits. And you can just see the face of the prospect just totally glaze over. You know, the prospect has left the building. The salesperson is still there talking, 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 and the person that's sitting there is completely not present. Now, the end result of these types of sales conversations are, well, you don't get conversion. So you want to make sure that the ratio that you're creating between yourself and your prospect as far as who's talking more, in my opinion, it should be about 85-15. 85-15, and that means your prospect is talking 85% of the time and you're only talking about 15%. And if anything, it might even be a little bit more significant, like 90-10. If you get it to 90-10, you're probably having a really effective sales conversation. When we used to talk about, you know, selling in the organization that I represented, and we would have conversations about people that were relatively new and going out and having that happen where they were just talking, talking, talking. We had a phrase for that, and I want to share that with all of you. And the phrase was called showing up and throwing up. Showing up and throwing up. So you certainly want to be weary of that. So don't show up and throw up. So now how do you do this? And when everybody always says, what questions do I ask? I should be asking more questions. And what you can do for this, number one, I think the most effective thing that you could do is book a free consultation with us, because you purchased this audio. And if you want to have a conversation one-on-one with me and you want to talk specifically about your business, about the products that you're offering, and about how to do this specifically for you and for your business, then go ahead and book that consultation, and that's what we can do with our conversation. Let's talk more about that. But what you want to do is make sure that you take the time to write down the benefits of your service. In other words, what are the benefits that your clients get or receive when they are working with you? And then what you want to do is you want to create questions that lead to your benefits. You want to create questions that lead to your benefits. For example, when I was in the payroll business, one of the products that we had was a check signing product, because what we were doing is we were creating payroll checks for companies that they handed out to their employees. So the check signing product, the way that I would ask a question is I would say, well, are you the one that signs your checks? And they would say, yeah. And then I would say, okay, well, what happens when you're on vacation? Who signs your checks? Or have you ever gone on vacation and forgotten to sign the checks? And then they go, ah, you know what, that has happened. So you can see how that, when you ask a question like that and they respond in a way that says, you know what, that has happened to me before. what you're doing is instead of you just verbalizing a benefit to them, in other words, instead of you just saying, well, you know what, you know, we're going to sign your check, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, you're not going to be have to be here in order to have your check signed. That has one level of effectiveness. But if you ask the question, have you ever gone on vacation and forgot to sign your checks? And they say yes, now you've created a sense of urgency. And they have actually spoken to you about why they need that particular product or service. They have told you that they have gone away and forgotten to sign their checks. So that's what you want to do. You want to document your benefits of your product or service and then create questions that lead them to those benefits. All right. Now, here's the other thing about questions that I think is extremely important to understand is this. When I ask a person, why do we ask questions during a sales conversation, the typical answer that I get is, we need to ask some questions so we know what they need. And what I want to say is that's not the correct answer. And the correct answer to this question is, we ask questions not so we know what they need, but we ask questions so they know what they need. In other words, when I would sit down with this particular business owner would not be thinking about the fact that 4 months ago when they went on vacation, they didn't sign their checks and their employees weren't able to collect their paychecks. They're not thinking about that. They're not in that mode in that moment. So when I ask the question, have you ever gone on vacation and forgotten to sign your checks, I'm actually reminding them. And they're actually going, oh, my gosh, I do need that. So now they've gone from thinking that they might not need that service to having a really profound realization that, oh, my gosh, I really might need that service after all. So you're not asking questions so they know or so you know what they need. You're asking questions so they know what they need. All right. Now, the last thing that I want to share with you on this call is I want to give you a little bit of a tip as to what you can do right now to bring some cash through the door. And this is something that's really simple, but I think it's something that's not done often enough. And the thing that I want to suggest that all of you do is, first of all, you have to pick up your phone, because the money that you're looking for, the increased success that you're looking for, is sitting right there. It's right there in front of you. It's right on the other line. It's right on the other side of that phone. And the people that I want you to call is I want you to call your current clients. Call your current clients. Call the people that are currently working with you and find out what else they need. Find out if there's a higher level of service that you can provide for that person. And the second thing that you can do is you can call your past clients. Call your past clients, because you don't know where they are right now. You don't know what's going on right now. They might need you again. And again, if you're calling current clients, it's a warmer call. And if you're calling previous clients, it's a warmer call. So these are not difficult calls for you to make. But I promise you that if you call 15, 20 of your current clients and call a few of your past clients, you're going to find business. One of the things that my mentor always said, and I truly believe this, and I want you to write this down as well, when our business was struggling, because it wasn't always great for us, especially in the beginning, he would say this. He would say, you don't have a money problem. What you have is an asking problem. You don't have a money problem. What you have is an asking problem. And I want you to think about that statement and think about how that relates to your business right now. Are you coming to the table as often as you could and stepping up and actually asking people for the business? Are you reaching out again to the clients, your current clients? Are you reaching out to your past clients? And are you doing enough to generate leads, get leads through the door, and have effective sales conversations? None of you on this call, none of you listening to this audio have a money problem. What you might have is an asking problem. So let me summarize quickly what we discussed. Number one, focus on the energy that you're bringing to your sales conversations and think about, am I bringing needy energy? And if you are, what you want to do is you want to be focused on service. when you sit down to your sales conversations. Ask yourself the question, how can I serve this person? Remember, sales isn't something we do to someone. It's something we do for someone. Remember that the number one mistake that we make in sales conversations is not asking enough questions. So write down your benefits, summarize your benefits, and create questions that lead to those benefits. And then your number one tip for getting some cash through the door and doing that quickly is to call current clients and call past clients. Now, again, if you want to talk more specifically about your products, more specifically about the service that you bring to the marketplace, and you want to have a conversation with me about questions that you can create or how you can be more effective with selling your specific product or service, please go ahead and book that free consultation. I would love to be of service to you and help you increase your closing percentage. I want to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you soon.